did you know that you were a radiator? Do you know that you're radiating your thoughts and feelings and all kinds of energies, including some of your own essence energy, the essence of your being, which is kind of sometimes enshrouded by reactions? But anyway, you're radiant all over the place. And these days on our planet and in the universe, there are tremendous universal downloads. Astrologically, for some people, it's kind of a nightmare. There's a lot going on since the eclipse and before with the Grand Cross. And there's a lot more kind of collisions with tremendous energy fields over the next couple of months, I hear. And as an energy being, as an energy vehicle of light, you're actually very dynamically interactive with it all. You're dynamically, vibrationally interacting with all the people that come in and out of your world. Your energy is either decreasing or amplifying or getting activated by or being bludgeoned by or whatever. And I'm Veronica Entwistle. I'm an energy counselor, and I love working with people because what we do when we want to do healing work, whether it's psychological, spiritual, mental, physical, we move energy consciously. But the thing that fascinates me the absolute most is each of us comes in with a really different pulsing, vibrating energy body, and we interact with life our own darn way. And it's my job here on Radiance by Design to help you to clarify what's really you and where you're caught up with other people's energy and how to become super conscious about putting your own energy into the world and creating your, what would we say? People say, I want to leave my imprint on the planet. I'm saying, I think we want to be a contributor and leave higher frequency energy paths in the collective. What do you think about that? And tonight, and this is a call-in show, and I really love that part. So many of you call in and inspire us with how you handle challenges in your life, or we help, and my guides and angels, and my ability to see, and yours too, we help you unblock yourself so that you get to be free, to be all you can be. That's to be authentic, to be creative, to take chances of walking across the white water of change in these crazy times on our planet. Why on earth did we come to the planet Earth, most of us? We came for that incredibly creative journey of learning to create our reality using our free will combined with the will of God or whoever you call your spiritual, whoever you call your divinity. It doesn't really matter which names we use, but actually to be inspired to be creative in sync with or in camaraderie with or in the love of divinity. I think that's what we're all here for. One of the greatest difficulties in our planet is learning to share, learning to recognize that you're so different from me and I'm so different from you. And how on earth are we going to get along? You come tooting into my life, swinging in on a soul where you and I have clanged souls, maybe in three or four or five lives, and there's some unfinished business and so on. And here with our wonderfully intelligent conscious minds, we can't really figure out why we can't get along. But nonetheless, one of the things that leads towards is greed, taking stuff, holding stuff. I want it so you can't have it. You want it so I can't have it. That's kind of the underlying principle, jealousies, competitions, blah, blah, blah. And as we try and figure out why on earth we came to this planet, we keep hearing about how the free will, the drive for us to have free will through ourselves and create heaven on earth, actually, is coming from this time of the shift, or this time where the energy fields within you and without you are moving us all, they're prompting us to respond to life in a brand new, in a different way, in a way in which I can tell you're different than I am, and you can tell that I am, and maybe deep down we're not really sure if we can get along, but I know that you're a creation. My stepmother used to say a Christian Science line, which was something like, I'm a direct reflection of God. She always applied that to anybody. I'm a direct reflection of God. See that guy? He's a direct reflection of God. Over and over again, it's a kind of a creative approach to looking at things. So as we look at the economic dominance by a few people these days, as we look at the clashes of the banks and the exercising in Congress about that and the fact that countries have gone bankrupt because of some greedy people and some huge deceptions in the marketplace, we look at the Gulf situation, they finally capped that, and we look at, all kinds of like war and starvation and illnesses all over the place and the misuse of pharmacological research for the sake of just making money but not really helping people, all of that kind of stuff. It really is frustrating, and yet deep down, I think we know that the job at hand is to grow us, to help us create a world, help us create a self where we bring the essence of our being forward. We bring our gifts forward, where we learn a win-win. We learn to love. And love is not necessarily possession and security. Love is actually a really expanding frequency that we learn to improve our capacity to love. My guides and angels often laugh and say, we're just learning about love ourselves because it's an infinite process of learning to awaken in ourselves a tremendous love for life and creation. And it isn't about who has the most marbles, is it? It's not about who. It's about each of us finding a universe within ourselves where we transcend many, many other life issues, defenses, reactions, and so on. So tonight's show is about bringing in, tonight's show is about anything we want to talk about, frankly, and I'm going to get you to call in about that. But also it's about getting in step with or getting in touch with the downloads of universal energy and looking forward to how we can use those to transform where we're stuck inside. And where we're stuck inside, it's very often because we have densities in there of blobs of darker energy that came from past life experiences or this life experiences and left a reaction. And Dwal Kool talks about it that being the tyranny of the mind when our reactive selves take charge and run us through the same patterns over and over and over again. They say, my own guidance and many, many others say, we have full capacity to stop running these programs like they're relentlessly in our computer and they don't know how to be stopped. We have full capacity to do that. We have full capacity to shift those densities. We have full capacity to transform, and we have full capacity to be very, very magical regarding our belief systems. And even Christiane Northrup, who I don't think of as like a strong, she's a doctor who specializes in women's medicine and so on. And she's very, very well known these days and does have a certain mainstream appeal. And she was on TV the other night talking to people about, on PBS, talking about how your beliefs are how your illnesses create themselves. And I went, wow, here she is in mainstream. She's a recognizable MD and so on. And even though she's been a bit of a front runner, she's not really been out in that field. But here she was, and people were all nodding and listening. So in any case, we're talking about magic, the magic that happens when you learn to create from way down deep inside, often through the processes of releasing and bringing in higher frequency energies, which are yours to bring in from the universe for free, for nothing. I always think it's a great way to soften or ameliorate the difficulties of healthcare these days. So that was a long preamble, and we're going to talk about dumping some of the densities in your world, looking at what the beliefs are, looking at what you're trying to create and wanting to create, and how can we help you smooth that out. First thing I like to do is a sacred geometric meditation, which my guides taught me, and it's a really wonderful place to go. It's like creating your own workshop space. Let's do that together. Then I'm going to call in your calls. I'm hoping you're going to call tonight. Okie dokie. Now, shut your eyes unless you're driving or walking along the side of a cliff, something like that. And see above you about 2 miles a golden ball, a beautiful golden ball. And below your spine, about 40 feet, another golden ball. And remember, gold is very high frequency. I often see white in mine as well. and drop a filament of golden light from the upper golden ball down through your spine, all the way through your spine, into the lower golden ball. Some of you can actually feel the resonance of that. And now on the outside, we're going to create our octahedron, a four-sided pyramid coming down from the upper golden ball. And a four-sided pyramid coming up from the lower golden ball. It's upside down. And then the two bases meet to create an eight-sided figure called an octahedron. And then it's about 20 feet out at the waist, just to give you some space there. And then inside of that, you're going to create a beautiful crystal ball with many, many colors in it. And that crystal ball, the outside edges nudge the inside edges of your octahedron. And then inside of that, there you are in a star tetrahedron. It is a Star of David, multidimensional or a three-dimensional Star of David. And there you are spinning and spinning and spinning in your star tetrahedron. And whilst you're spinning, good, I want you to set up a screen in front of you that you can see whilst you're spinning. And on that screen, you're going to make little movies of what it is you want to create. The first movie is just you with yourself, what it is you want to become. What is it about yourself you want to either enhance or become or whatever. And see that happening. Just see that happening. I always see myself being accessing all the different dimensions easily and effortlessly and always coming from the heart, the expanding flow of love. Mm-hmm. And when you get that feeling that you're actually there in your movie, in your vision, wrap it in light so it can stew itself and keep creating higher frequencies. And let's pop to the next screen. And there's where we create our visions of our projects that we want to do. Mm-hmm. Some of you know I'm doing a little TV series, so I've got my TV up here. And then I see all the resources just flowing in, the people that we need to meet, the monies, the places, just see all those resources flowing in. And then see all the pieces coming together. Now I see two projects there. So if you see two or three or four, that's okay. You might be looking for home and family. You might be doing something more domestic. It's okay. Just do your project. And if the project talks to you and becomes two, let it. That's right. And see your project developing itself, whether it's home and family or building a house or taking a trip. See it all developing itself and then see it being ongoing and self-sustaining and see all the resources simply flowing in and around you and around your project. Good work. When you really get the feeling you're in it and you're happy and you're smiling, then wrap it in light. And let's get to the next one, which is called the Galactic Healing Center. In the Galactic Healing Center, you see a healing table, and then your own etheric healing team comes in. It can be beings of all levels, all kinds of consciousness, but they have a propensity for healing and a love. And the first person that flops on the table is you. Lay on that table. That's it. And what is it they want to do to help you, or what is it you need to have help? Mm-hmm. And then watch how they work with you. It could be energy. It could be pulling things out of your body. And sometimes you get just a shift of energy, and you know that something has been accomplished. That's it. That's good. And now wrap that in light so you yourself get to be, the healing of you gets to continue. And now we have the team replicating themselves around a fresh table. And now bring in someone who needs healing or let someone who needs healing show up in your healing room, either or. Okay, and then if you know what it is the person needs, ask for that help for them. But otherwise, let the team tell you what they need. Okay, and then watch your healing team, see what they do. That's it, just watch them, see what they do. Interesting. And ask your person in. And you see a shift going on in your person. Good. All right, so let's ask for them to continue that process as we wrap that in light and let that scenario take its place over here. We have a fresh table and the team replicates himself one more time. And who comes in this time? Okay. My person doesn't want to lie down. She wants to sit. Okay. All right. Ask for help. Good work. All right, and then wrap that one in light. And now let's see something very political going on. Something that you want to put in your healing room. Political situation you want to see different. And I won't dictate what it's going to be. I'm not going to be a dictator tonight. So let's see what political situation you want to affect and heal. And I want to send a rising consciousness up through leaders. I'm getting really general here. But it's a rising consciousness, a win-win consciousness.
We're going to apologize for this. We have technicians here. And we are finding a little steadiness in the line. We have to bring it down for a few minutes. We are going to break.
Will you announce it to them?
Actually, announcing it right now, and I'm in the conference. Veronica, and audience, we apologize. I know this is going to be a fabulous program. Radiance by Design always is. Veronica, we love you, but we do apologize to you and your audience. We are going to be going down for a few minutes.
All right.
And it's going to be no more than 4 or 5 minutes. We have technicians here, and we're going to drop. We're going to drop fast. Everybody grab a pillow. We'll be back with you shortly.
Thank you. All right, everyone. See you in a few minutes.
BBSRadio.com. It's not mainstream. It could be here. Information and knowledge. Bringing humanity closer to truth. BBSRadio.com.
Hey, everybody, this is your new friend, Julio, and I'm talking to you because I like to listen to BBSRadio.com. I sneak over the border every day, and I go see my girlfriend. She got a computer. Come on now, sing it, girls.
BBS Radio.
BBSRadio.com. Engaging, powerful, unforgettable. This is BBS Radio. You've got Spider Turner. When I turn on my computer, it's the BBS, baby.
Thank you.
put a fire out, you don't have hope. Many families, just like Billy's, are going through troubles and miseries. Just imagine if you were the one to lose yours. Let's just hope that the time is near, or we will all stop living in fear. Can't you see? Let them be, let them free.
Your problem?
Picking up transmission from Mars.
Thank you. BDSRadio.com.
We're back. I hope some of you stayed. Did you all run away? Call in and let me know. The numbers are 8. He had the number sitting out. Now, I took too long to say hello, I guess. I'd love you to call in, and I want to know who hung in there for us, with us, so we can talk to you about the energies out in the universe and how to use them in your world right now. Because a lot of us are finding that the energies are really disrupting things. It's almost like it's grand acupuncture. You get these like shots of energy from the universe and boom, up comes your early childhood hoo-ha or your cellular history of betrayal or your, all the blocks or the addictions and so on. The stuff is right up in people's faces. So call in 888-815-9756. 888-815-9756. And I'll give you all the three lines numbers because there can be four phone calls working at a time, ladies and gentlemen. 530-327-7602, 530-776-5185, 530-413-4522. So what's happening in your world with these great, what we call them, astrological configurations with the rising frequencies on our planet? And remember C.J. Kallman, that we've talked to several times on Paradigm Shifters. He's quite an amazing guy. He's a Swedish guy, and he's an oncologist. No, he's not. He's a toxicologist who studied the toxicities of cancer and so on. So he was pretty much a scientific guy. But then he began to study the Mayans and went into the Mayan calendar kind of thing and what's coming up. And he's fascinated by energies. And we talked to Barbara Han Clow as well, and she was talking about how what used to take a million years was taking like 300 days. That was 3 years ago. And now they're saying that the energies have sped up and sped up and sped up, and that really impacts our manifestation ability, our evolutionary ability, and so on. And C.J. Kallman said, Carl Johan Kallman said, that in 2011 alone, there's going to be a 20-times speed up. So what does that mean to you, and what does that mean? What it means is that, for example, this is an old line, I know most of you have heard this, if somebody from 200 years ago should take a look at you now, you would be kind of shimmering because our density is nothing like it used to be. We've moved in frequency. We're a lighter species. So if we add another 20 times of energy, we're actually breathing it in. We're walking in it. It's like the fish is water. It's the water to the fish. Everything is energy, and all the radiances are moving up, and we're getting possibly, not all of us, but we're possibly getting lighter and almost more transparent. It's quite an amazing experience. And the exciting part for me is that it means that we're going to be able to manifest our thoughts and feelings and wishes more swiftly. But the other thing it means to me, and why is that, is because that's all electronic anyway. Things come into our energy fields first, and they manifest in our physical later, or second, or third, or fourth, or something. So what it means to me is as our energies move up, we need to be thinking, feeling, visualizing what it is we want to create, or else we just get buffeted about. Because the other thing that happens is where you have density, say you have some old abuse issues, or you have in your soul some betrayal issues, well, who doesn't, right? Some self-pitying issues, some issues of being like a being kicked out of communities, been a cripple or a leper in a really negative way in a more primitive society. So you got some victim issues about that. It doesn't matter. There's the kind of weird things that come up. So all of a sudden, you're feeling massively sorry for yourself, or you're feeling massively victimized, or you're feeling massively scared. And you go, what was that? Because I didn't feel that a week ago. And that's because these energies are like, as I said earlier, acupuncture, and they kind of puncture you, and then up comes the density. And of course, the energies move through our bodies. I'm always talking about how they, when I first awakened to seeing what they're like, I noticed that there were these like fire-like colors going lickety-split through various parts of a person's body. And then I began to see how they kind of spiral up through the chakras, through all the chakra centers. And as they spiral up, they refine themselves and the densities come up, but they can be transformed. And I'll put it this way, if you can keep those energies moving and you can consciously call in and bring in subtle energies from either the universe, maybe in forms like Reiki or the various styles. Somebody was telling me today about a form called Chi or the reconnection or name it, vortex energy, any of those things. You bring the energies through, they're going to be amped up by what's happening in the universe. They're going to be amped up by the way you call them in. Then you bring them in and you bring them through to change these spiraling lights going through your body. You change them by adding, again, lightness to them, and the spirals pick up speed, and then you move through where these denser frequencies have been lodged in various parts of your body, various organs. It's really fascinating. And I know that as we get conscious about the fact that, oh, and I mentioned before we had our compulsory break, that Christiane Northrup, who's known for her, as a doctor, she's known for her talking about feminine health, the health of women on our planet and taking charge of our hormones and our self-empowerment and so on. She was on PBS the other night and she was talking about beliefs and how people can realize that underneath their illnesses, there are always beliefs. And now a lot of us have known that, but to see that on mainstream television or relatively mainstream television is telling me that a lot of beings are becoming lighter and awakening to a self-empowerment. And in that self-empowerment, we can literally, apparently, be changing our DNA. And so I'm going back to bringing in the energies. How do we do it? We call them in. So play with me here. Lift your hands up, like put your arms so that you're, bend your elbows and put your palms face up. And call in universal frequencies and see if you feel them. Some of you are way ahead of this. Some of you hadn't had the experience and think it's something to do with a class you have to take. I'm saying, this is your class, honey. Stick your hands up in the air and call in higher frequency energies now. And what happens when you do? Do you feel it? I'm getting a strange assortment of energies, but then I'm used to doing this. So if you don't get it right away, it's usually because you're not quite as awake to it because you're not sure what to expect and because it's new to you, so don't be impatient. So you put your hands out and you call out the energy. And if you feel anything in it, then you, with your mind's eye, you take that energy and run it through, for example, your base chakra. And as you raise the red color of the base chakra, a little technical problem here. It's the day for that, isn't it? As you look at your red chakra, is it very, very bright? And if it isn't, and you hold your hands up facing the universe or are calling in from the universe higher frequency energies, then use your mind as your hands and your arms in a way and take that energy that you feel hitting your palms and imagine it going down and actually puncturing the red chakra, going right into the red chakra. And then as you do it, you can usually feel some change in your body. I immediately feel heat going on and have it go into the red chakra, and it does, as it does, make it go brighter and brighter. And that's right. And then as you do that, as it gets brighter and brighter, and you may have to put your hands up and then got an odd buzz here on the air. I don't know if you can hear it, Dawn. But in any case, that's an example of how you can learn to do your own energy. And as you do that, it's like the energy of your belief. If you believe, for example, ask your body something. This is another part of the exercise. Ask your body, where do I hold that belief? I don't believe that that works. Okay, when I say that, I get specific tensions in three places in my body. What happens in yours? And that's a really good place. Once again, you go, belief. I don't believe that that's going to work. So then we call in the higher fields again and focus them on that, those areas in which your don't believe was resonant. Because the don't believe part is going to make it thicker, more dense in certain parts of your body. You can feel it. And then you bring in the higher frequency energies and absolutely direct them to that spot and see if they don't break it up. And literally, if you do that really conscientiously, and that means call in the higher frequency energies that are prevalent in our universe right now, and direct them to those densities that you found related to your saying you don't believe, and break up that congestion. And I promise you, you can actually change very deep parts of yourself. We're going to be talking about some of this stuff, not this way, but a different way on Jackie Salvitti's show right after this. Because we were talking about how the way the universe and the astrological configurations are these days, the way that's happened, a lot of us are bringing up very ancient soul wounds, soul woundings, you know, raping, pillaging, beheading, political stuff, betrayals. We're bringing up all kinds of like a cacophony of strange reactions, and people kind of get freaked out going, what's the matter with me? Nothing really, because one of the greatest gifts at this time on in history is that we can bring up that stuff that's been hidden in the subconscious and transform as much of it as we can. But seems to me, and tell me this is a belief and maybe we can release it, but it seems to me that we have to be intentional about it. You can't sort of loll around whining and go, oh, I have that feeling, and just let, because it'll just sit there. It's like sand that wants to sink to the bottom, right? It's just going to sit there. So what you want to do is get those spirals moving. What you want to do is get that energy. You want to direct it with your mind's eye and get it in there to bop that kind of energy, bop up the beliefs. Now, there are a lot of people talking about how we can actually impact our DNA as well. And my belief, and I really believe this part right now, is that you can take this universal energy, we can practice it, so we're much more agile with it, much more astute, much more, well, I guess the word is proficient and carefully aimed, and we can really affect those deep underlying limitations and rigidities that come from what the limitations supplied by our DNA. And then remember, some of you have heard Swami Beyondananda. Oh, I have had him on my show twice, and he's going to be my first guest on my television series, which is yet to come, and you're going to hear about it on my website and on this show as well. But he and Bruce Lipton with his biology of belief stuff, have talked about us. We're about ready. You know, we keep hearing about the shift. There's going to be a great shift going on, and that shift in consciousness is probably the prelude for bringing heaven to earth. Not sure about time frames, but we know that a lot of us have been born and raised at this time in the cellular history of the earth in order to participate in the challenge of creating more free will, for example, about our souls, about our relationship to the souls and ourselves, about the DNA, about the evolution of the species. And those guys claim that we're going to face a spontaneous evolution where the shift will be a product of so many of us suddenly and buoyantly shifting from having this, what, tyranny of the mind into being a lot freer to create the reality we want. What I like to say is that we're getting to be a higher frequency energy. Now, a lot of you who are listening to this show, are there any people listening to the show? Come on, you've got time for one call anyway. I just want to know you're out there. or maybe you'll email me, veronica@veronicaentwistle.com. That's veronica@veronicaentwistle.com. Well, I want to mention Wayne Hoff. Wayne Hoff in Santa Cruz, waynehoff.com. He's a really interesting healer. He worked on me this week, and then I had him on as a paradigm shifter. We had technical problems that night, too. But in any case, it was a very interesting interview, and it was a very interesting session I had with him, and I'm talking about it tonight because it was good. But also what he did with me, I'm so far away from him, 1,200 miles. And I was sitting here in my chair, and he had my energy body laying on his table down there in Santa Cruz. So we were working on the phone, and there he was, and I could feel it running through my body, and he could feel and see and make it palpable where he was. Because you and I know this, that our energy, there is no time and space that I can be literally sitting beside you, and you're living in Hong Kong. I can actually, and you can too, be here with me. We can meet energetically. We have a lot of magical capacity regarding taking our energy fields wherever we want to with our mind's eye. Oh, goody, we have at least one caller before the end of the show. Hi. Hello?
Ronnie?
Hi.
Hi, it's Stephanie from Tucson.
Hi, Stephanie. Thanks for your call. You'll be the only one tonight, darling.
No. Oh, so you have to understand this part. All the lines have been down in the mix with them trying to fix the radio. So it's not that we're not all out here. Now people can get through if they want to try and call.
Oh, okay. Thank you for that reportage, darling.
You're welcome, because I've been hard at it for, 20 minutes, and the poor guy, he was really trying, but... Anyway, the bus that took care of fixing everything has left the lot, so everything should be up and working.
Well, we have like four minutes left, so do you have a question?
Well, yeah, I do, but it might take more than 4 minutes. So
go ahead, fill it anyway.
Well, so we were talking, and you were talking in the beginning about how energies, as they move through the body, they can kind of get stuck in different places.
Right.
I guess is how I'd put it, as they move through. Mm-hmm. And I've got, like, a nasty right hip pain in the butt kind of problem going on that's actually giving me a headache, however that can work.
On the right hip? Okay.
Yeah, and it'll go away, but then it comes back. I think it's gone. I think I've cleared it, and then it comes back. So I don't know what I have stuck, but I can't seem to move it enough that it disappears.
Well, I have to tell people that Stephanie's a wonderful energy mover herself. But let's do an exercise, Steph, and I can't promise, but what we're going to do is get it moving. What I can see is you've got a congestion, but it looks like it's right at the back on the right of the pelvis in the bone area. Does that make sense?
Yeah, the whole right, yeah, it's all a mess.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's see if we can catch some energy from the universe and send it through. And we're going to wrap each other in light, wrap yourselves in light, because we're going to send it. If you've got a pain, and this is different than Stephanie's pain, or a density that you can tell is a density, take the energy we're sending and focus it there, as if it's a face mask and you're plopping it on the right place. Are you ready? I have my hands
up, Mia.
Good girl. Okay, so we're going to send some energy there to your right hip. But I'm telling you, I'm being directed also to send it to the left side of your tailbone. I'm not sure why that is.
Well, it's all involved in my back, tailbone, pelvis, hip, but the whole, and actually it'll go up my spine a bit also, mm-hmm. and yeah, so it's quite obnoxious.
But it's sort of the mapping, the energy mapping of how you've been in several other lifetimes where you've actually been, it's like a just, Well, here's what's very interesting to me that I'll say quickly before I just say goodbye, is that I see several lifetimes in you weaving together throughout that, mostly the left side of your body, if that makes sense. And somehow in that map of where they're struggling together to try and either integrate each other in themselves or actually get the results of the learning of that those lives, because there's like three lives wound in there. And it seems like it's mostly on the left side, something to do with the feet, and then the right hip looks like it hurts. So I want to ask you to ask yourself, and maybe we'll chat about this tomorrow or something, but I want you to ask yourself what those three lifetimes were trying to resolve or learn, you know. We don't have our lifetimes for nothing. We have them to give us education, right?
Right, and it's so interesting that you say that, because I was just discussing that with someone earlier this morning about how it would be nice to have the education come through in a way that was understandable instead of disassembling.
And not quite so unkind. It's like getting whacked over the head with your book.
Right, exactly.
But we'll talk about this further, because this is, as you say, a longer one. But I'm so glad you called in, Miss Stephanie. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and I'll listen to you later, and maybe we can chat tomorrow or the next day.
All right, good night. Much love to you.
All right, same to you. Bye-bye.
This is Veronica Entwistle, and I'm sorry this show was kind of truncated, but I guess we're going to make up for it next week. We have another caller, but I can't really take you because it's like night-night time. I don't think they'll let me take you. I'm sorry. And we're going to be on Jackie Salvitti, ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness right after this. And Jackie's going to be talking with the team about the incredible demands that are being made on us by the changes, and they're going to do it a little differently. I think they're going to talk a lot about the astrological configurations and the eclipse and so on. It's going to be really interesting. I don't know who my guest is next week. I think I'm going to do a rerun because I have several people waiting in the wings, and I'd rather give them a little more promotion than just slap on a new person next week. This is Veronica Entwistle telling you that I'm very excited about some of the energy changes, even though, as in Stephanie's case, they're demanding of us to move above, move up some notches, and really take charge of our more evolved nature. So let's take 1 second, call in some of the universal energies, fill your body with their light and their love. Take a deep breath, and let's send it out to the Radiance by Design community, and send some to Dawn and Seth for messing up our show. Just kidding. This is Veronica Entwistle saying, email me, veronica@veronicaentwistle.com. I love to hear from you, veronica@veronicaentwistle.com, for a session or information, criticism, or laughter. Good night. Thank you for listening.